104.7, the Heart FM, and the world's best music moves like Jagger. That's Maroon 5 and Christina Aguilera. Oh, there's a little bit of sunshine, Marcy Culbert.
Yeah, it's beautiful out there.
Right now it is. We are expecting cloud to rule the day, although I think pretty much every day this week we've had a little bit of sunshine to start.
We have.
Before the clouds would come in. Getting up to 9 today, we will have afternoon shower activity and yeah, a little dicey for the weekend, too, but it is what it is. 3 degrees outside our Norwich Avenue studios. We've got a guest in the house today, Angela Utting. Welcome.
Hi, Dan. Good to meet you again.
Yeah, it's great to have you as well. I should have told you. Well, you can probably hear Marcy through the thing, but if you throw the headphones on, it might help a little bit, too. Sorry about that, Angela. I forgot to mention
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm in another room right now, so yeah. I'm in the newsroom.
Excellent. So we brought you in, and a lot of people who have been listening or going to our website, and a lot of people in Woodstock know the story about your son, Nick, and he just turned 25 on Monday.
He sure did. Yeah.
This is a pretty big feat for Nick, and give us a little bit of why that is for those people that may not know Nick's story.
So Nick was diagnosed finally when he was 19 years old with KCNT1 epilepsy. It started when he was just 7 weeks old.
Oh.
He was born with it, obviously, because it's a gene defect. But initially, we thought everything was A-OK. He was a big boy when he was born. Everything looked great. But then he started having seizures, which we didn't really know were seizures because it was literally like his eyes moving off to one side.
Oh.
But then when he wouldn't wake up one morning, we took him straight to Children's Hospital in London. And I was trying to explain to the triage nurse, this is what's happening. And she said, oh, that's a seizure. And boom, back into the ER we went. So anyhow, so it can be very subtle to begin with. So, so Nick has had these seizures since he was just a baby. And, with this KCNT1 epilepsy, and it was early onset, like I said, prognosis isn't great,
right.
For long-term survival. And I remember speaking with his neurologist at Children's in London, asking him when Nick spent a lot of time in the hospital in that first year, asking him if Nick would survive to see his first birthday. And he told me he didn't know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you can see how tremendous it is that he's made it to 25.
That's
like, wow.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So
how common is this form of epilepsy?
Well, when Nick was diagnosed 6 years ago, there were only less than 100 cases discovered worldwide.
Wow.
That has gone up to just over 300. Identified. But the good news is, at least in the States, I know the testing has, kids are getting identified much, much, much sooner. Where, like I said, genetics had to catch up with Nick.
Right, right.
KCNT1 gene wasn't even discovered till 2012.
That's
so
crazy.
And then 4 years later, we got our diagnosis. However, I was just telling Dan before we went on air that when we got our diagnosis, we had to apply for out-of-country funding because the testing is only done, or was at that time, only done in the States. So it took 6 months to get approval for that, and then another 6 months for them to do the gene sequencing and whatnot. So, and to date, I'm not sure. I didn't get an answer yet from one of my emails as to whether that testing is available in Canada yet.
Right.
So I don't know.
Fingers crossed that hopefully it is. I'm curious to know, Angela, what, for 19 years, what did doctors tell you? I mean, they couldn't say Nick has KCNT1. What did they say that he had, or you were just in kind of limbo the whole time?
Yeah, they kind of put him in the class of, global developmental delay, uncontrolled seizures, but of unknown cause.
They really didn't know.
So you know what? The way John and I treated it was, you know what? We have no diagnosis. The sky's the limit.
Yeah.
We're just going to take each day and go with it, right?
Yep. Yeah. We're speaking with Angela Utting this morning, Nick Utting's mom, and Nick has a very rare form of epilepsy called KCNT1. And we're trying to, and celebrating a 25th birthday, as we've already mentioned, is a incredible milestone for Nick. We posted the picture up. It was Liz and I back in 2010, I guess, right? 12 years ago.
Wow.
We were doing a fundraiser at that time. It was for Easter seals.
Yeah.
But this time around, we're trying to raise a little bit of awareness about KCNT1 because it's a very, you know, very small group of people that we know of right now that are affected by it. And usually that means it's tough to get funding. So we're trying to raise some awareness.
Yeah, so like I was telling Dan, the foundation was created by, of course, parents, friends, family who have you know, friends or children that are touched with KCNT1.
Yeah.
So the executive director, Sarah, who I've been chatting with immensely over the last few weeks, she's an aunt of a KCNT1 warrior is what we call them. When you have a rare disease, because I had never heard of it before Nick was diagnosed, it's difficult to, you know, raise awareness. So this is what I'm trying to do in Canada, because there are only, I mean, I think I only know of a few others in Canada.
Okay.
I belong to a Facebook group. Mm-hmm. So I've met families all over the world who have children with KCNT1. So it's kind of cool that you get to, you know, converse, and you have to sometimes do translation because, you know, on Facebook. But it's been pretty amazing. A lot of great support.
When we put that picture up yesterday and people realizing it was his birthday, what I think there was over 70 people, and it just kept rolling, and people just saying, hey, happy birthday, buddy. And a number of people that said, you know, I went to school with Nick, what a wonderful guy. And 25, that's just amazing. It must be a very you shared some pictures, and we've got some video up there as well of Nick and that celebration. So that's just wonderful.
He's certainly been a huge part of the community.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend says he has a pretty cool and big fan base in Woodstock. Because he's done immense fundraising over the years. He was the Easter Seals poster boy back.
Yes.
I don't even remember what year that was, but so he's a pretty known face in Woodstock. People come up to him when he goes out with some of my nurses, and they'll come up, oh, hi, Nick. And, you know, they're like, who are you? You know, because
he's a local celebrity.
He is.
That's so crazy. So we've posted up on our website, and we've done some social media as well, the links so that people can find out a little bit more about KCNT1 and perhaps even make a donation, because and some of that has already happened, right, Angela?
Yeah, so I came up with this idea before Purple Day, which was March 26th, and that's epilepsy awareness around the world, and that actually originated in Canada.
That's good to know. Yeah, I didn't know.
So we started the fundraising for Nick's 25th birthday on that day. Since then, I just got the total from Sarah last night. We're sitting at about $1,931.
Wow.
That's awesome.
In less than 2 weeks. So
that's amazing.
And what we did is Nick and I share only 3 days between our birthdays. So we decided this year that our families are really big at birthdays, okay?
Yeah.
So we decided this year, no presents, just make donations.
Yes.
So, and KCNT1 Foundation does a lot with research, trying to get researchers around the world that are all working to the same goal,
right,
get them together so that it's not just working in silos. We want everybody talking. You know,
makes a lot of sense.
So, and Nick went, we took Nick in 2018 to Philadelphia to see a couple of docs that are really well versed in KCNT1. And he's joined a couple of studies, one study that's being done out of Harvard.
Oh.
So, and it's looking at new drugs, because there is no drug that targets that genetic defect.
Right.
So, yeah. So, so he's already in a few studies, so it's pretty amazing. But now that the foundation is there, they can raise awareness, they can get the researchers together. There's a doctor on their scientific advisory board that Nick knows from McMaster.
Ah.
So, yeah, so we're pretty keen. And Sarah has rooked me into being a patient education advocate as well. So I'll get on that committee. We're just going to start some work on that.
That's wonderful. KCNT1, you are a warrior, and we want our listeners to become warriors as well. And we've got all the details posted there. You can read up about it. But also, if you're able to, please make a donation to try and get some of this research going for young people. A young man like Nick. I was gonna, he's not a kid anymore.
No.
It's crazy. Angela, hey, thanks so much for coming in and sharing your story. And we're going to do a little bit more. We're going to there's a physician or a doctor that we're going to chat with that's been doing some of this research. And we'll do that a little bit later on in the month.
Perfect. Thanks so much for all the awareness, Dan, that you're creating. I really, really appreciate it.
We're happy to do it. You know, I've known Nick, as you know now, for a long time. So,
yeah. And we live in the same neighborhood.
I know. I get to see you walking past our house now, which is
great.
Same
with Liz.
Exactly. Yeah. So
small town stuff, right?
Exactly.
You bet. Yeah.